WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say multiple people on board a private plane that crashed into a San Diego military housing neighborhood early today are dead, but no one on the ground was injured. The FAA says the plane could hold 8 to 10 people, but it's not yet known how many were on board. A rare 4-4 decision at the Supreme Court in the case of a Catholic school in Oklahoma that had wanted to use public taxpayer money for funding. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself but didn't say why. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
It's a setback for what has been a steady movement towards allowing for more taxpayer-funded religious support for religious schools over the years, and the hard line between state church and state that had been drawn by previous courts has certainly been weakened over the years by this court, but not in this case.
Federal officials saying they believe the gunman in the shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington acted alone. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's looking more and more like nurses at Meritor Hospital will go on strike. According to reporting from WISC, the union representing Meritor nurses gave the hospital a bargaining date of May 29th, but they had already voted to strike on May 27th. Leaders from SEIU, the union, say hospital reps weren't listening to what nurses wanted regarding staffing, safety, and pay. Hospital leaders told WISC they've been negotiating in good faith and have been listening and making changes. As of right now, about 1,000 nurses are set to go on strike on Tuesday. Leaders from Meritor said they'll stay open during the strike. Meanwhile, you may have heard the planes overhead this week, depending on where you live. The 115th Fighter Wing has been doing night training exercises. The F-35s have been a point of contention in Madison because they can be pretty loud. The final nighttime flight of this training should be finished by 11 o'clock tonight. And we have our next Alice in Dairyland. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sarah Hagenow of Poignette will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja is a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine has returned, finally, and more mild temperatures slowly creeping in. Highs today flirt with about 60, and we'll make it to the low 60s tomorrow. With the mid-60s expected to dominate the weekend, so does the sunshine. No chances of rain until late Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed with,
her? With
a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi, Catherine. Come on there. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're sure. Here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Truck, yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. 6 minutes past the... Well, it's the beginning of the show. Yes, 6 minutes. Running on autopilot here. When the tyrant slips, why America should fear a president who's losing the plot and the polls. I want to get into that in just a moment. Also, kind of a news summary. The Republicans passed their theft from the poor and give to the rich, their reverse Robin Hood bill. Trump goes all racist, total white supremacist with the president of South Africa. And Trump took the Qatari jet bribe. And Janelle Bynum, my member of Congress, a Democrat from Oregon, took it to the Republicans last night. It's pretty brilliant stuff. In the second hour of our program, Phil Lytner is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, and give us an update on what's going on there and with that situation. Also, Ron Wyden, my senator, is exposing which phone carriers don't notify you when they share your phone calls with the federal government. Say what? And how the Trump administration, this in the third hour, is deceiving us and getting away with it. So we got a lot to talk about. Also, it's kind of anything goes Thursday because we're taking a long weekend. So we will have a best of show that is just spectacular. You're going to love it. A lot to talk about. I want to start out, though, with my rant from Hartman Report today, and it's titled "When the Tyrant Slips: Why America Should Fear a President Who's Losing the Plot and the Polls." And this is the thing: dictators don't give up power easily. And in fact, wannabe dictators, people who are sort of dictators but not quite yet, think Vladimir Putin in 2002. When his publicity was, or his popularity was slipping in Russia. And so what did he do? Well, his opponents, or his the people who don't like him, argue that he orchestrated a phony Chechen attack on a theater in Moscow and then used that as the justification to begin a murderous bombing campaign in this breakaway republic, Chechnya, that killed tens of thousands of people, just flattened Grozny and a couple of other cities, all to increase his popularity. The same thing with, arguably, with Benjamin Netanyahu. There are people, including former members of the government, who have argued publicly that Netanyahu intentionally ignored warnings that the October 7th attack from Hamas was on its way, and pulled back security around, around that area, around where the settlements were, where the actually just Israeli cities outside of Gaza, leading to a grand excuse for him to start this bombing campaign of Gaza, which, was designed to keep him out of jail. Now that's very, that's a very contentious claim, shall we say. And I'm not specifically making it, but there are a number of people who are making that claim. And so this kind of raises the question, Donald Trump is starting to slip right now. Badly. I mean, he's losing big in courtrooms. The press is increasingly calling him out. We'll see what happens with CBS here. Millions of Americans are showing up on the streets nearly every week. And as anybody who's ever lived or worked in an autocratic state, and I have, I can tell you, a strong man or a wannabe dictator is most dangerous when they're on their back foot, when it looks to them like they might be losing power. That's when they reach out for something to regain that power, to regain that popularity. You know, the first lesson that they teach in dictator school is that there must be an enemy within. Of course, Trump did that with Mexican rapists and murderers are coming to America. But and in the years since then, his enemy list has grown to include trans students, drag queens, black protesters, black legislators, majority black, s-hole countries, teachers, colleges, scientists, public health officials, Democrats, and NATO. But the second lesson that they teach in dictator school is that big splashy attacks on the country are excellent opportunities to gain popularity and seize more power. I mean, just ask George W. Bush. When George W. Bush, you know, in the first year of his presidency, George W. Bush's presidency, from January 20th, when he was sworn in, until September 11th of 2001, George W. Bush's popularity was below 50% for most of that year. It was just in the tank. Why? Because the BBC had put out this report. The reporting was done by our buddy Greg Palast, that went viral worldwide, in which they exposed the fact that George W. Bush won Florida by 537 votes, just 2 or 3 months before the election, his brother, the governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, had ordered Catherine Harris, his Secretary of State, to purge at least 57,000 black people off the voting rolls of that state. That's how George won. And the world figured this out. I mean, this was not a secret. When he had won by 537 votes, the Supreme Court of Florida said, we need a recount. Let's recount the ballots. And they started that process. And according to the New York Times, which later actually recounted all the ballots, had that recount proceeded, Al Gore would be our president, would have been our president. We wouldn't have been lied into two wars, and we wouldn't have seen a massive tax cut that nearly doubled the national debt. Or increased it by a good chunk, anyway. So, you know, this was not a secret, this stuff, collectively, that Bush was basically an illegitimate president. But what happened after 9/11? Bush's popularity went from below 50% to above 90%, the highest it's ever been recorded in the history of polling in the United States. Same thing happened in 1995 after Tim McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City building. The federal building killed, 300 and some odd people, including a lot of children. Bill Clinton's approval rating had been below 50%, and it jumped to over 80%. And while they weren't doing polling in 1941, I think it's safe to assume that the same thing happened with FDR after Pearl Harbor. So keeping this in mind, that an attack on the United States, a terrorist attack on the United States, may well be the best thing that could possibly happen to Donald Trump politically. Consider the following facts. And if you want the references to these, every single one of these bullet points are hot linked to original mainstream media reporting backing them up. You can find it over at HartmanReport.com. Very easy to find. And it's free. So here it is. The first 2 months of this year showed a shocking 25% increase in terrorism and politically targeted violent attacks, with an average of 3 attacks a day and more than 400 people murdered by domestic terrorists during the past 2 years. So what did Trump do? He shut down 24 different projects tracking terrorist threats in the United States. As Trump is deploying more and more federal law enforcement officers, particularly ICE, and they're often hiding their identity and faces, Trump killed off the federal database that tracks federal police misconduct. Almost half of the nation's FBI agents who'd been available to work on counterterrorism efforts have been ordered to drop their investigations and instead pursue undocumented aliens. The Anti-Terrorism Center for Prevention Programs in the Department of Homeland Security, which was set up after 9/11 to prevent future terrorist attacks, has lost 20% of its staff and seen its mission radically scaled back. Multiple state-based anti-terrorism programs funded by the Department of Homeland Security have been gutted or ended entirely. The DHS's Domestic Radicalization and Violent Extremism Research Center has been shut down altogether. The CIA is laying off at least 1,200 positions, most monitoring foreign terroristic threats, quote, along with thousands more employees from other parts of the U.S. intelligence community, end quote. Trump's proposed $545 million cut to the FBI's budget sparked warnings that such reduction would, quote, cripple core operations, including counterterrorism and intelligence work, end quote. Trump defunded the state and local anti-terrorism training program, SLAT program, which since 1996 has trained more than 427,000 law enforcement and justice system practitioners to identify, investigate, and interdict domestic and international terrorism directed against the United States. Just last month, Trump terminated 373 different anti-terrorism grants from the Department of Justice's Office of Justice Programs, rescinding about $500 million in remaining balances. These cuts affected anti-terrorism operations in 37 states. And open apologists for Putin and authoritarianism in the United States are now in charge of our intelligence agencies and our FBI. At the same time, Trump appears to be preparing for the type of authoritarian crackdown that Germany saw after the Reichstag fire that, you know, put Hitler into power in January of 1933. He issued an executive order. It was titled Strengthening and Unleashing America's Law Enforcement to Pursue Criminals and Protect Innocent Citizens. But what it does is, well, here's an actual quote from it, quote, the Secretary of Defense, in coordination with the Attorney General, shall determine how military and national security assets, training, non-lethal capabilities, and personnel can most effectively be utilized to prevent crime. You get that? Preventing crime is a police function. The Posse Comitatus Act explicitly says that our military cannot conduct police functions against civilians. And yet that's what Trump's executive order just said. As I mentioned, you know, Putin had a similar problem, and you know, he ginned up this, it's alleged he ginned up this attack by the Chechens. Netanyahu had a similar problem; he got bailed out by October 7th. So, you know, history shows us that when autocratic leaders are cornered, they you know, sometimes welcome terrorist attacks, sometimes even create them. I mean, they're still debating whether Hitler, you know, did the Reichstag fire or not. So as we watch this, we must protect the institutions that hold power in check before it's too late. I mean, you know, and we must prepare ourselves for a sudden, shocking, worst case scenario. This could be, you know, I'm not predicting it, but I'm worried about it. I am very concerned about it. And I think we all should be. And I think that our media should be asking themselves right now, if there's a terrorist attack on America, how do we cover this? How do we treat this in a way that doesn't do for Trump what 9/11 did for George Bush? Now, I realize the media probably doesn't think that's their job, but, you know, particularly if there's any indication that this, that the attack was something that could have been avoided, could have been prevented, had Trump not gutted all these anti-terrorism agencies.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what do you think? You think I'm over the top here? Am I should not be concerned about a terrorist attack on the United States? How do you think it'll play out if it happens? Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, and it's free from artificial dyes and fillers. Just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. Louise and I love their sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The New Hampshire Senate killed a bill requiring absentee voters to include copies of citizenship documents when requesting or returning absentee ballots. In a separate court case in April, voters challenged the state's proof of citizenship law for in-person registration. For decades, a prospective New Hampshire voter could provide documents to prove domicile and U.S. citizenship when registering to vote, or when those documents weren't available, use a sworn affidavit under penalty of fines or imprisonment. Under that system, there has never been any evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in New Hampshire. Then in 2024, New Hampshire became one of the first states to further restrict its proof of citizenship rules. It ended use of affidavits entirely, requiring voters to provide documentary birth certificate, U.S. passport, naturalization papers, or other documents proving citizenship to register. No documents, no voting. HB 217 went even further, requiring absentee ballot users, including nursing home and homebound voters, to provide those documents with their absentee requests and ballots. Fortunately for Grandma, the bill was killed May 15th. April 23rd, arguments by pro-voter groups were heard in federal district court in an effort to strike down the 2024 proof of citizenship law after dozens were turned away in local elections earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
He's pacing like a man who's lost the war. Empty halls where the whispers crawl. Power's not enough when the crowds won't call. The papers burn, the gavel cracks. He's plotting in the silence, watching his back. Truth's a threat and justice stings. So he's pulling every puppet string. When the tyrant slips, the danger grows. That's the moment when the fire shows. He'll light a match, he'll raise the smoke. Blame the broken while the country chokes. Don't look away, don't let it slide. Empires fall when good men hide. History screams from bloodstained lips. We all pay the price when the tyrant slips. Files erased, the watchdogs fired. The truth's been gagged and the lines are wired. Enemies made where none exist. He's dreaming up a war inside the mist. He cuts the cords, he clears the floor. Invites the wolves, unlocks the door. He'll fake the storm to claim the crown. And drag the whole damn house down. When the tyrant slips, the sky turns red. He feeds on fear, not the words you said. He'll pray for fire, not for peace. Cause terror's where his power feeds. Stand your ground, don't close your eyes. Justice lives where courage lies. History bends and sometimes rips. And hell breaks loose when the tyrant slips.
Chair, I brought the data. Janelle Bynum, my member of Congress in the U.S. House, took it to Representative Virginia Fox, who is the chair of the House Rules Committee, which is where last night they held the debate on the big, beautiful bill. She said, Janelle Bynum said, it's a trash bill, and here's why. She points out $300 billion in food assistance puts a health, you know, cuts. Puts health care further out of reach for 14 million people, makes families choose between food on the table and filling a prescription. She says, Madam Chair, I brought the data. In your district, 210,000 people will lose health care because of the bill. That's 27% of your constituents. And then she went through this long list of other Republicans naming exactly how many people in each of their districts were going to lose benefits. They all voted for it anyway. They don't give a rat's ass about you if you are poor in America or the working poor.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Frankly, they don't give a rat's ass about you if you're the middle class either. All the Republicans care about right now are billionaires. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after that.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital, who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts just to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. And this week is Amtrak's Borealis line's first birthday. So far, the numbers show passengers love it. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
And the Badgers will open the football season up at Lambeau Field next year. Next September, the Badgers will face off against Notre Dame up in Green Bay. This game was supposed to happen up at Lambeau in 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. The last time these two teams met in 2021, Notre Dame took down Wisconsin 41-13. It'll be the first time the Badgers play at Lambeau in a decade. The Badgers take on the Fighting Irish in Titletown Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Today's Thursday. That means our WMDX newsletter comes out today. You can get local and Wisconsin stories sent straight to your inbox once a week. Sign up at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine has returned, finally, and more mild temperatures slowly creeping in. Highs today flirt with about 60, and we'll make it to the low 60s tomorrow. With the mid-60s expected to dominate the weekend, so does the sunshine. No chances of rain until late Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There was a time we had a deal. You work hard, the country'd feel.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, and this just a couple of other quick news stories, and then I'll get to your calls. Billy from Wimberley, Texas, will be up first in just a minute. So call this what it is: theft. Thomas Massie, the Republican from Kentucky, and Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio, had something to say about Trump's big, beautiful bill. They were not happy. Massie said, if something is beautiful, you don't do it after midnight. Yeah. Meanwhile, Maxwell Frost said, the people stealing from Americans are not folks with tattoos and hoodies. It's people wearing suits and ties and congressional pins sitting in this Capitol right now. It's going to slash about $1 trillion combined from Medicare and SNAP. It's also going to cut about half a trillion dollars from Medicare. So, you know, things are going to get wild. Meanwhile, I did a rant about this on Tuesday, as I recall, this provision in the bill that says that courts can no longer use contempt proceedings against the administration. And somebody called at the end of the show and said, oh, no, that's been removed. That person was wrong. I don't know if they were maliciously wrong or just stupidly wrong, but that person was wrong. It is still in the bill. And democracydocket.com has a big article about it today if you want to check it out. But, gutting the Article 3 branch of government, number one, I think it's unconstitutional to do this. But number two, this is how they roll. This is what you're looking at is authoritarianism on its way. Another extraordinary story. There was this attack in Jenin. Jenin is a little town in the West Bank of Israel. The West Bank is controlled by the Palestinians. It is not Israeli territory. It's Palestinian territory. But the Israeli soldiers are still shooting into that region. And 25 diplomats representing 31 countries. I don't know how they do that. But anyhow, including the United Kingdom, Canada, Egypt, and Jordan were touring Jenin when soldiers for the Israeli Defense Forces opened fire on them. Nobody was hit. These were called warning shots. And this brazen act of aggression comes just 48 hours after the UK, France, and Canada issued a joint statement condemning Israel's war crimes. Yeah. And Trump gets real and racist and awkward with the South African president. Right across the board, I heard NPR doing this morning. Every news media is pointing out that Trump was lying through his teeth yesterday when he said that there is a white genocide going on in South Africa. NPR this morning said there's been it's nothing. I mean, there's, you know, the white people are around 4% of the population. They control a little over 70% of the land. And they are not being murdered at any rate, any higher than, you know, any other landowners, black landowners, for example. Yes, there's a crime problem in the country. Yeah, that's very real. But there is no white genocide. Although, you know, Elon has programmed his AI program over on X, Grok, to randomly just start talking about it. And finally, the polls are in about Trump's taking this bribe jet. And, yesterday the Pentagon announced that they'd officially accepted it. 55% of registered voters say this is unethical, that it's a bribe. Only 19% of voters say that it would be ethical to take this. Independents say it's a crime, it's unethical by 55%. 51% of non-college educated voters say it's a crime. 52% of Southerners say it's unethical. 40% of Republicans say this is an indication of corruption. So what's on your mind? Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? Listen, I know you were shocked like everybody was about that murder that happened in D.C. last night.
Yes.
Those two young dudes being shot down.
Yes.
By
should not happen in America.
Should not happen in America, just like the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
Right. That should not happen in America either.
Or the murder of the retired police captain during the peaceful protest of 2020, Summer of Love. Isn't it interesting that these evil, radical things happen, or these murders and such happen, coming from the left, not from the right, but from the left? Isn't that interesting?
I'm not sure that you could characterize somebody who's opposed to Israel's slaughter in Gaza as a leftist.
Oh, of course you can, because the left is supporting this.
So in other words, the right is in favor of killing 50,000 people.
No.
Well, if you're opposed to killing 50,000 people, Billy, then you must be a leftist.
It's a completely different thing. It's just y'all are...
What's a completely different thing from what?
A murder, it's always the
so it's not murder if you do it with bombs.
The guy that was on the line just a few minutes ago, he's sitting there, he's kind of promoting another American Revolution is what he's promoting now that you've lost the ballot box.
And I'm not in favor of another American Revolution, and neither was he. I don't think anybody is promoting violence, other than the Proud Boys and the 3%ers and the Blood Tribe.
And Proud Boys, 3%.
To the best of my knowledge, Billy, all the people who are running around with guns and calling for violent revolution are right-wingers in this country. SDS died long ago, and the Weathermen got thrown in prison back in the 60s and 70s, and that was the end of that.
That's not true.
Okay.
Because y'all are just, the leftist.
What is the name of the armed leftist group out there? And if you say Antifa, you'll lose 5 points, because there ain't no such thing.
You're all part of the movement. Everybody that was in on that 2020 deal in Minneapolis is part of the movement.
You're talking about the police officer who started smashing windows and began that whole process of violence against property? Are you talking about, that kid who shot three people, killed two of them?
Like the radical left.
What was it, Heimbach? What was it? Kyle Rittenhouse, that's right.
We can sit here and banter this stuff back and forth all day long. But when you have a guy that kills two young people like that and is screaming, free, free Palestine,
right,
and the left is supporting the Palestinians that are screaming, free, free Palestine.
There's a lot of people on the right supporting Palestinians too, Billy.
So do I. As far as the Palestinians are concerned.
There you go. I mean, then what are we arguing about?
We're arguing about evil versus not evil.
You're trying to characterize people, quote, on the left as being evil, and the example you use is one that is shared by people, quote, on the right. It doesn't make any sense.
No, Tom. I'm saying it categorically that the left supports evil.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Billy, I guess this depends on your definition of evil, but, I ain't buying it.
Is. Right, Tom?
Yeah. There you go. Billy, thanks for the call. Always nice to hear from you, actually. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Well, the Senate just passed the new Trump one big, beautiful pea underneath a nutshell bill. It brings me back to the 1980s of the Ronald Reagan tax breaks for the wealthy at the expense of the poor.
Except they're not using his lies anymore. This is what's amazing to me, Joe. I mean, they used to at least try to cover it up. They used to say, well, if the rich people have more money, they'll build more factories. And nobody was ever hired by a poor person. And these are job creators, don't you know? They're not saying any of that stuff now. They're just saying, hey, we're going to steal all the money and give it to the billionaires who fund our campaign. Screw you guys.
Exactly. For me, it was minimum wage for about 8 years. Never got any health care or dental or retirement. I wasn't the only one in the boat. When you talk about an area that I lived in, 90% of the blue-collar workers was in my area. Mm-hmm. It's just the Ronald Reagan 2.0 tax break for the wealthy. For the middle class and for the poor, if you read it carefully, it's a one-time deal. But for the wealthy, the 0.1%ers gain nearly $400,000 per year after tax income breaks. And that's for as long as that bill is in customs, you know. So my opinion, and so is the others, is for the legislature, House representatives, it's time to kick them out the back door of their feeding spots in Congress. So if people would...
That's going to happen in another 18 months or thereabouts. It's
exactly.
Coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. Right. And they know it. And that's why they're stealing everything that's not, you know, nailed down. They're grabbing everything they possibly can. They're taking our Medicare. They're taking Medicaid. They're taking food stamps. They're taking, you know, everything. Aid to families with dependents. Everything. Joe, thanks for the call. Right. Spot on. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. You ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? Well, SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. High blood pressure? No problem. Diabetes? That's fine, too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that can cover all of these conditions and others. And if you have no major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to selectquote.com/Tom and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, selectquote.com/Tom to get started. And welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Wayne in Topeka, Kansas. Hey, Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm actually in Illinois now, but as to your last caller, I actually just yesterday was my first day back in the truck, and I had surgery on my back for melanoma. I was diagnosed with melanoma. And,
yikes.
One of those cancers where I went in, and I did not know this, so after they got it, they said, oh, so you... we're pretty sure we got it all. So I could say I'm a cancer survivor. They said, no, melanoma is one of those that once you're diagnosed, you have it for the rest of your life until you die.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
So you follow me there.
Yeah.
I guess who made it to where I couldn't, I missed 3 weeks of work. I'm the only worker in the family. So without 3 weeks of pay, it takes 6 months for every week you miss in order to make that up in order to, in the long run. Guess which party it was that made it to where short-term disability is no longer a thing. Oh, yeah. But anyway, what I was calling... I'm just so frustrated with our government right now.
I get it.
But when it comes to, as I told your questioner whenever I called in, a little fact-checking. It's not real hard to do. You just look it up. Fun thing, fun facts. Everybody's, how everything's bigger in the Trump world. Everybody knows that, right?
Well, so he says, yeah. Just don't look at his hands.
Yeah, because, right, exactly. But, you understand, that's so you can make other things look bigger. He probably put little bands around him like they used to do in China for women to have small feet just so you'd have small hands to make other things look bigger. But anyway, he keeps they're claiming that this is a $400 million jet that he's getting, this 747 Boeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's appraised by appraisers because of its age and everything else. It was built in 2012. Our current ones were built in the 90s for what we have right now for our presidential transports, the two of them. Anyway, the point being is that they have them, they're valued at $150 to $160 million. And again, it's going to take $1 billion. It's going to take 3 times more money to make it ready, take 3 years for him to use for a year. He claims even if he does like he says and doesn't, then they retrofit it and everything, it's
yeah, they're gonna have to strip this thing down to the studs, you know.
Yeah, and retrofit it and then put it back together will cost more than the ones, and will take longer when he could just wait the 2 years and get a brand new plane that's already scheduled to be built.
Correct.
But, you know,
two of them.
Said that.
Two of them.
Right, two of them. Exactly, two of them. But you get where I'm coming from there. All these numbers and things that people are throwing out there are inflated and conflated. And yet, even people that are, you know, and I'm sorry, I hate to correct people. You know, the show prior to yours, there's a lady came on and said, you know, we need one built in America. Well, technically, the Qatar Boeing 747 was built in Washington State.
That's
so
great.
It was actually, it's an American-built plane. I've actually, because when, I'm sorry, and sometimes people on the left are wrong, and a lot of times they're on the right. But when I see all these numbers thrown around, I just think it's so simple when, you know, when a lot of this stuff is, you know, public domain, public knowledge, it's so simple just to look this stuff up. And then you look it up and you find out, wow, nobody seems to really know what they're talking about on this. We're literally taking, because Trump throws out a number of what the value of something is. Didn't he get sued in court in New York State for fraud? By
for inflating numbers.
What something was worth, and then and then all of a sudden, when it comes to doing the taxes on them, it's not worth anything.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
Didn't he go through a big court?
His company was convicted of multiple felonies in that regard. Yes, you're absolutely right. Wayne, I got to move along, but your rant was brilliant. Yeah, good talking to you, Wayne. Thank you. Alan in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank
you so much for you being you and just being fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Great Palace as well. And we're talking about illegitimacy. And Bush 2 was illegitimate. I think Trump is illegitimate if you look to the fact that Trump won 88 out of 88 swing counties. It is statistically impossible that he won 88 out of 88 swing counties.
Yep.
And so what it points to is Elon corrupting the voting machines.
Well, that's what Trump publicly thanked him for. He said, thank you for that work you did on the voting computers in Pennsylvania. I'm pretty sure it's a verbatim quote.
Exactly, Tom. And so that's where we talk about it's illegitimate and what do we do? And so one of the things that I think we need to do is we need to decertify his election. Decertification. And the second thing is we should really look at going towards open source voting.
I agree.
And get away from the voting machines.
I agree.
And so there's a group called the Election Truth Alliance. I'm not sure if you're
familiar with them.
Tom.
Yeah, they've been on the program. In fact, it's been a couple of years. But yeah, they and they've been finding these statistical anomalies. It hasn't yet hit the point where I think you can say, oh, yeah, you know, here's proof. But give them some time. Alan, thank you for the call. Spot on. I agree. And I think it's crazy that we allow voting machine companies to have secret proprietary programs measuring our votes. It's just wrong. Thank you, Alan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crash Box Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashBoxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crash Box Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashBoxTherapy.com.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department.
The judge saying basically that the Trump administration can't dismantle an agency without an act of Congress. Congress created the agency so that this is yet again another, if temporary, setback for the Trump administration delivered by an individual judge in a district court case. At least for now, slowing down efforts to overhaul the federal government here in Washington.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. In Washington, D.C., police say a man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left an event at a Capitol Jewish museum last night. The murders are raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the Israel-Hamas war. At least one person is dead after a small plane crashed into a military housing unit today in San Diego. Authorities say others were injured on the ground and some 100 people were displaced. This is ABC News.